This is Andy Howard. I'm president and CEO of Huey Magoo's Chicken Tenders. I want to welcome you to the Emerging Brands Podcast. So let me begin by letting you know how I got started in the restaurant industry. Let's go back about 35 years when I was with a franchisee of Wendy's in the Miami market. I was the marketing director, starting things off, and expanded to about 25 stores and had a nice run being a franchisee. We also started our own little hamburger chain in South Florida called Rudy's Sirloin Steak Burgers. And then I got into the beautiful area of the chicken business. Some people have referred to me as the chicken expert. And the reason why is because my next four stops have been all chicken related. I've kind of touched on almost every part of the actual chicken, starting with the whole chicken, which was my stint at Kenny Rogers Roasters based in Florida. Kenny Rogers was the wood-fired rotisserie chicken. Some of you listening to this may have heard of John Y. Brown Jr., who was the founder. He was the former governor of Kentucky, and he was the president of KFC, and he helped start Kenny Rogers Roasters. So we had a nice run at Kenny Rogers, built it up to over 300 stores, and then actually sold that off. My next stop in the chicken segment was with a small chain in New York called Ranch One. Ranch One specialized in the chicken breast. So I went from the whole chicken to just the chicken breast. And we did a lot of different things with the chicken breast, with salads and sandwiches and a variety of different items. Had a nice run there, but I got a call from some folks and some friends to go to a concept called Wingstop. So my first question when I was offered the opportunity was, I guess they serve wings on the menu, but what else do they actually serve? Well, the answer was nothing. It was just wings. So in my own way saying, well, how can a brand just make an entire concept with chicken wings? And I said, well, Andy, you got to come out here and check us out. So I flew from Florida to Texas and saw my first wing stop with lines wrapped around the door, and just amazing, amazing brand, amazing concept. I spent over 10 years there as executive vice president in many, many areas, from the CMO and purchasing guy and the R&D guy and the branding guy. And we had a heck of a run. I got there with about 80 stores back in, it was about 2003 or four. I spent almost 10 years, like I said, left in about 2013 with about 600 stores. I believe today Wingstop is 12, 13, 1400 stores, international company doing phenomenally well. I then was traveling from South Florida to Texas every week on an airplane and coming back Thursday and starting all over again Monday mornings. And it was time for me to get off the road, as they say. So in looking for my next life, trying to stay in the chicken business, because I went from the whole chicken to the chicken breast to the chicken wings. And the only thing left for me was the chicken tenders. So I wanted to try to find the world's greatest chicken tender with a similar business model to Wingstop. And sure enough, I came across Huey Magoo's Chicken Tenders based in Orlando, Florida, and I acquired the company. The purchase of Huey Magoo's was a very interesting point in my life. Coming from Wingstop, when I was there wearing lots of hats, and one of the hats was the purchasing / R&D guy. So when we at Wingstop made the wing so incredibly popular, almost too popular for our own good, meaning food costs were going through the roof, because way back when, wings were a throwaway item. People, you couldn't even give it away. But with the popularity, if in the old days, I'm aging myself, if we were paying $1.50 a pound, and then it became $3 a pound or more, your food costs would be off the charts where you could make no money. So at the time, putting my R&D hat on at Wingstop, when the food costs were through the roof, I had at the time, everybody thought it was a bonehead idea, because everybody was so traditionally the bone-in wing concept. And I had the idea to put in a boneless product whether it was a boneless chunk or a strip, because it was a much more stable item when you buy it than the bone-in wing because of the popularity of the wing. So by putting in the boneless product at Wingstop, it not only brought in an entire new demographic of people, it helped the franchisees and everybody else's bottom line big time to save lots and lots of points on their food costs. So it was an enormous success. I think it still is over at that chain. Of course, it's nothing like what we do at Huey Magoo's on the boneless, but the reason why I bring that up is because knowing the success that we had with those products at Wingstop, when I left Wingstop and thinking of my next life, I said, boy, if I could find the world's greatest chicken tender concept with a similar business model of Wingstop, meaning strip centers, in line, you know, small space, 2,000 square feet, give or take, then I would try to buy that chain. So sure enough, I came across Huey Magoo's with just a couple of stores. I approached the two co-founders who are actually still my partners, and little did they know at the time that I was coming in to buy the chain. They thought I was calling to maybe become a franchisee, but I had bigger plans than that. So after, you know, it was probably a year of negotiations on me acquiring the chain and them staying on as partners, I bought majority control of Huey Magoo's. I brought some of my great friends and partners from Wingstop. For instance, Mike Sutter, who was our vice president of training at Wingstop, is now not only a partner, but he's our chief operating officer and oversees all of operations and training. And we brought, you know, a whole team of folks that are now, you know, running Huey Magoo's. So I'm excited about buying Huey Magoo's. It's now been over 5 years. There was lots of, I guess you could say, low-hanging fruit when we first, you know, took over the brand, and we cleaned up a lot of things. But the one thing that we have not changed and will never change is the magnificent recipe and secret formulas of all of what we do with our chicken tender. We really think it is the best in the industry. And those that have tried it, I think, give us a check mark on that too. But that's how I acquired Huey Magoo's. As we began our franchise development, certainly Florida was the key market to begin expansion. And then as we continued to grow, we were very focused on the South and Southeast for many, many reasons. First of all, as you expand contiguously from Florida, then we went to Georgia, we're in Mississippi, and we franchised in South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama. From just an operations point of view, you know, to be able to go from contiguous state to state, it makes it a little bit easier for our operations team to get around, as well as our development team from real estate. And then another key point is on the distribution side, to be able to get product to all of these, you know, stores in a timely manner, at a cost efficient manner, it made sense for us to grow in that southeast quadrant. Of course, as we continue to grow, we're moving now in Ohio, and we'll be going to the Southwest and West, and certainly at some point across the country. But very methodical growth, and with 18 stores open today and over 200 stores sold in 8 states, that's been our plan, and so far it's working well. We spent, you know, a good amount of time, you know, cleaning things up and getting it really ready to franchise, because we wanted to attract real, you know, quality franchisees is one of the keys to this business. So we did all we could in various departments, you know, whether it was a new design. It was certainly on the ops and training side, all new ops manuals and procedures, and really getting everything ready to expand. We just let the word out. You know, our phones were ringing. We had folks calling that were experienced people to get into the franchise business. I love the franchise model. We actually have one corporate store, and we're probably going to develop at least another one, but we're mainly in the franchise business. And we began franchising certain areas in Florida. Then we got a call from a great, you know, gentleman who's a Papa John's franchisee in the Atlanta market, Dean Thompson, who signed up for us and, in fact, asked us a very poignant question at the time, because we did not have any drive-thrus. He said, Andy, would you be open to me being your first drive-thru store? And we actually had been talking about that internally for a while, and we said, yes, Dean, we're going to get in the drive-thru business. If you want to be our first drive-through store, then let's find the best site we can. And sure enough, in Loganville, Georgia, we found an old Pizza Hut that we converted over to our first Cuban Lagoon's drive-through. And it actually vaulted our brand to a whole nother level that I guess you could say I only dreamed of when I first bought the company. So the drive-thrus have been proven out to be an enormous success for Huey Magoo's, and will be a big, big, big part of our future. During the pandemic time was obviously a crazy, crazy time for not only everybody's personal life, but certainly on the life of Huey Magoo's. You know, I've said in other discussions, if you were a big chain, like pick one, whether it's Chick-fil-A or Chipotle or somebody, you could say, okay, we're going to take our task force of 100 people and we're going to move them over to COVID and you guys go figure it out. Well, our task force was about three people. Again, myself and Mike Sutter, our COO, and Matt Polos, our director of operations and training, and Matt Armstrong, who's one of the co-founders and director of development. And that was about it. So we did all the protocol that most of the big chains are doing, of course, with masks and temperature. On the operation side, we introduced curbside only, which we never had in our brand, and it proved out to be enormously successful. We were very, very careful, of course, closing all of our dining rooms. And at the time, we had very few, if any, drive-through stores operating. So we were really only doing to-go business during that time. And we were always in the to-go business, so it wasn't anything new to us. We just stepped it up and made sure we were prepared 100% ourselves and our franchisees. And the one thing we did was really over-communicate. We had our operations and training team, whether it was phone, text, email, on the phones, almost on a daily basis. We would assign people, these are your three or four stores, these are your three or four stores. And they were on the phone every day, just making sure that protocol was being followed. Everybody was healthy, was always the number one concern. And if they needed any help in any area, you know, please call us. We're here to do whatever we can. And not only did we get through it okay, we actually thrived in our comp sales. Other than the first maybe month or two when everybody thought the world was collapsing totally, we came back very, very strong. And certainly there are things that we still did then that are now actually become part of our operating procedures that will always be a part of Huey Magoo's. As we grow the Huey Magoo's brand, you know, there's many things that you've learned over the years that, you know, just stay with you. First of all, I love the franchise business. There's nothing more important to me than picking your franchise partners, because it is as big a deal as anything you can do in this business. That's why I, Andy Howard, President and CEO, have my name, phone number, email plastered all over our website, our internet. And yeah, do I get some strange calls from time to time? Certainly I do, but I love to be that first call that a franchise prospect may reach out to me on a Sunday afternoon, and I'll pick up the phone and they're kind of amazed sometimes. Andy, this is you. I thought I'd get your voicemail. I thought I'd get a salesman. I don't believe in that. So when I talk to them for the first time and then we take them all the way through the process, that's been invaluable to us signing up amazing quality franchisees. And then the word has just spread that they've told the next person and the next person, and we hardly spend a penny on franchise marketing. The good news is our brand name is getting out there. Folks are learning about us. Listen, we're in a very, very competitive segment. I've got nothing but respect for the Chick-fil-A's of the world and Raising Cane's of the world and Zaxby's of the world, but we're standing tall next to those folks. And I think there's room for all of us in the industry. So I've learned a lot, again, back to putting the right people in the right places. If you hire right and train right, and take care of your folks in a lot of different ways, not only compensation wise, but treat them right, treat them fairly. I don't know how important family is, that Huey Magoo's is not a 24/7. There is time for family and other things to have a little bit of fun. So we try to do the best we can with that too. But We're growing the brand, bringing on great people, not only corporately, but also from the franchise partner's perspective. They have become our best ambassadors. When a franchise prospect comes to ask about Huey Magoo's, we immediately say, please talk to this franchisee or this one or that one. And inevitably, they come back raving, wow, Andy, that guy or gal was spectacular. I'm so glad I got to meet him or her and hear their story about how they got involved in Huey Magoo's. So that's really our best form of marketing the brand. The development plan at Huey Magoo's is not just single focus. I mentioned earlier about drive-thrus. We've got, is it four or five different ways you can develop the Huey Magoo's brand? When we originally started, it was strip center neighborhood locations without drive-thrus. Then we evolved into three different scenarios of drive-thrus. You can get an end cap of a strip center with a drive-thru. You can find second generation restaurant that's freestanding that you can convert to a Huey Magoo's drive-thru. And then if you find a piece of dirt and you want to build it from the ground up, that's certainly another avenue for you to develop Huey Magoo's. And we're allowing our franchisees to do any of the above that I just mentioned. In addition, we have what we call our express unit. We are on the college campus at the University of Central Florida in the student union. Aramark is our franchisee, and they've proved that model out for us very, very successfully in about 800-900 square feet. In the food court in the student union, we're doing incredible numbers, and we're looking to do more and more of those where we can find those types of development. The future of Huey Magoo's is really wide open. Today, with 18 stores open and over 200 sold, and we're selling more every day, seems like the phones are ringing and we're talking to more folks. There's really no end in sight. We want to make sure every store is enormously successful. We're, like I said earlier, we're now in 8 states. Will we end up being in all states of the U.S.? Who knows? Only time will tell. But to me, it's not necessarily saying, oh, we're going to have 500 stores one day or 1,000 stores one day. Yes, we've got 200 sold and we'll be going way beyond those. But I just want every franchisee to be enormously successful, because the old adage, if they're successful, we're successful. But you're doing it, you know, for them, for their families. When they believe in your brand and they put up all of their hard-earned money for your brand, it humbles you. It makes you feel really responsible for them today and for the future. We're going to be together for the next, you know, 20, 30 years or more. So God bless them. We'll all be together for that period of time, and we'll all be successful together. So it's a true partnership. I never, ever want to look at this as them and us, meaning franchisor, franchisee. We're all one. We all hopefully will get together and be in agreement on most everything we do moving forward. We may not always agree on everything, but we'll all respect each other and we'll always listen to franchisees' ideas and thoughts. And, you know, listen, we can learn from them too. Some of the great ideas in the restaurant industry have come from franchisees. So we're not opposed to hearing their great thoughts and ideas as well. So when I got in the restaurant business, you know, I was thinking, is this really something I want to latch onto for the rest of my business life? And the answer to me was yes, absolutely. To be, you know, around great people when you form a team. I mean, I was an athlete growing up as a kid and always loved the team sports. I played baseball, football, and basketball, and you could never do it by yourself, and you needed great people around you. And I feel the same way in the restaurant business, that if you surround yourself with great talent, great people, passionate people, honest people that work as hard as you do every day, then you're going to be successful. And I love the restaurant business. Like I said, been in it now for over 30, 35 years, and wouldn't do anything else.